Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly. We're going to be talking about some tips and ideas around how to date successfully if you are, in fact, an introverted guy. And before I dive into sharing some information about introversion and dating today, I do want to, you know, encourage you guys, if you've been on the fence, been listening to my show or following my content on social media, or even come across my website and been thinking to yourself, yes, I really do want to connect deeply with an amazing woman. Yes, I want to learn more about myself and have a amazingly intimate relationship, a healthy relationship, but you are struggling with dating, then I do want to invite you to jump on a complimentary consultation with me. It is a dating strategy call where we're going to talk about your specific unique challenges that are holding you back in dating and what you can start to do to overcome them. And that is what I do. I am a life, dating, and relationship coach for men that really helps good-hearted men get on the right track to finding an amazing relationship. And so I do want to just encourage you guys to book that call. Spaces are filling up and my client load is filling up as I've just ended with a bunch of clients that I started with at the beginning of the year. And so now is a unique opportunity to jump in and, you know, upgrade your dating game as we head into an amazing summer that I'm hoping we have here in Vancouver and wherever you guys are. So let's talk a little bit about how you can date successfully if you're introverted. Well, firstly, you know, let's define what an introvert is. Introverts are individuals who tend to be a little more reserved, perhaps a little more reflective, and often internally focused. So introverts, you know, are going to tend to prefer solitary activities or small groups of close friends. And I myself am an introvert, and so I like being around my family, I like being around my close friends, but when you put me into a big group where I have to socialize for hours on end, I am a smoke bomber, okay? So my entire 20s when I lived in Australia and I would go out and socialize with my friends, I would have so much fun at the beginning of the night. And by the end of the night, I was so drained and overwhelmed with talking and dealing with people that I would smoke bomb. Kimberly would just disappear. And my friends knew that I would just disappear. Like, they knew that about me, so they were never concerned. But I would just go when I needed to go. So I would smoke bomb. And so I know this about myself. I find socializing in large groups to be really draining. And introverts tend to find that this is true for them. So, you know, we can also be really introspective, really thoughtful people, and we can also be very observant of other people or our extroverted friends. You know, introverts can also be, and this is very true for me, and I wonder if it's true for you too, introverts can also be more sensitive to stimuli such as a lot of noise, lots of bright lights, and large crowds, which I find very overstimulating. So introverts are a little more reserved, a little internally focused, like small groups or solitary activities, get really drained socializing with lots of people, and are very introspective. And, you know, introspection in and of itself can drain your energy too. So I like to look at the introvert analogy as this. When I wake up in the morning, my battery is fully charged. And as I go through the day, depending on what kind of day I'm having, if I am socializing in large groups or I'm out and about a lot, I will find that my battery gets drained really quickly. And so it's something for you to consider and think about, especially as you date, understanding yourself and when you have good energy and the environments you thrive in versus the environments you don't thrive in is really important to develop your own self-awareness and be really mindful as you get out there dating so that you can put yourself into situations that are going to bring about success for you. So just to note, introversion is not the same thing as being shy or having social anxiety, right? While introverted people are going to have a preference for more chill social situations, introverts are not by definition necessarily afraid of socializing or have a fear of interacting with others. That can really, you know, be described as a lot of shyness or social anxiety. So we're not talking about that. And I get this a lot because on my social media, I put out lots of content and lots of advice. And I get a lot of introverted guys say, well, I'm introverted, so this is really hard for me. And I go, well, I understand that. But is it introversion, or are you also dealing with a certain element of social anxiety? Or are you very, very shy? Or are you dealing with a lot of self-esteem issues? Because we approach these things slightly differently. Now, there are a lot of successful introverted men that have done incredibly well in the world. And one of the most well-known introverted men in history is Albert Einstein. Okay, he was known for his ability to deeply think about things, to be very analytical. And of course, we know his contributions to physics have had a lasting impact on our understanding of the world and the universe. Bill Gates is also introverted. He's obviously the co-founder of Microsoft. He's, you know, actually known for his quiet, reflective nature and his ability to prefer to work independently. Warren Buffett, money billionaire investor, philanthropist. He's also an example of an introverted man who has achieved great success in his field. He is naturally introverted. And there are many others that prefer to have small group meetings than large group meetings. And so what I'm trying to highlight here is that you can be introverted and be incredibly successful. But we have to all understand our strengths and weaknesses in life in order to become better and to have success. So look, introversion is, you know, often misunderstood. It's also really stigmatized in our culture. And we think that because we're introverted, because someone is introverted, they're not going to be as successful or not going to have the same success, or maybe are even lesser so than extroverted people, or we like extroverted people better. But the truth is, introverts possess so many strengths and advantages that are often overlooked. For example, those introverted types, us introverted types are great listeners and we are very observant, which can be a really valuable asset in, of course, our life, our careers, our professions, but also on dates. I mean, come on, the biggest complaint that women make is that men aren't listening to them. So if you can use your, introverted superpowers to become a great listener and also to be a good observer of other people, then you are going to find that you're going to be able to connect really deeply with women that you're going on dates with. So understand that you possess these strengths here. Introverts are also more self-aware and introspective. So, you know, those extroverted people that kind of bust into the room and some of them are really loud and you think to yourself, like, do they not understand the impact they're having on others? Do they not understand that they're like a bull in a china shop? And you know, it's because not every extrovert is particularly self-aware or as introspective. And so as an introvert, when you are more self-aware, you might even be more emotionally aware. You're not going to piss off as many people perhaps, right? It can also lead to some greater personal growth and development for you because you are aware of yourself. Now, I talk about self-awareness a lot and there's, you know, I could do an entire podcast dedicated to the subject. It's understanding our own ability, strengths, and weaknesses, but self-awareness is also understanding the impact that we are having on others and how others perceive us. And so some of those extroverted men and ladies out there aren't particularly self-aware in terms of how they are operating and how it's being perceived by others, right? AKA the bull in the china shop. So if you're an introverted man, then lucky you, because you tend to also have a more contemplative and thoughtful approach to life, right? We can often see the big picture and think more deeply about complex issues. This can make us really great contributors in all sorts of fields, but also when we can think about the big picture and think deeply about things, we might just be that little bit more thoughtful in our relationships, because we're able to really zoom out to 10,000 feet and drop in on what's going on in our relationships and in our lives. lot of people. Now, there, of course, are strategies that you can use to overcome this and to find success in your romantic relationships. And one of the most important things that you can do if you are, in fact, introverted is be honest and upfront about the fact that you're introverted. When you meet a lady that you're really interested in, absolutely share with her, hey, like, I'm actually a little bit of the introverted type. And this can help to avoid misunderstandings that might come about if you're maybe a little more reserved or maybe not as enthusiastic in the beginning, perhaps. So we want to make sure that we learn about somebody and we understand whether or not we're on the same page. If an introverted guy meets an extroverted lady, she might be, you know, kind of expecting the man to match her energy or ability to socialize. But if she doesn't, if she knows you're introverted, then hopefully she can be compassionate to that. But if she doesn't know that, then she might misread signs or think that you're feigning, you know, disinterest, and you can cause complications just because you're not being upfront about it. So don't hide the fact that you're introverted. Introverted is not a weakness. It's just who you are. And a huge portion of the population are in fact introverted. It's not something to hide. It's not something to be ashamed of. So the other thing when it comes to dating is choose the venues that are right for you. Simple fact, I've talked about this before in a podcast. I can't remember which one, but I talk about how it's really important to, if you're going to take a woman out on a date, to go to a place that maybe is quieter by nature or where you're very, very comfortable. Because guess what? You're going to become a better version of yourself when you're in an environment that is conducive to that. So maybe you're a coffee shop guy. Maybe you like to go to coffee shops on dates, or maybe you prefer to do like a nice walk or a hike or go to a local park or set up a picnic. When you choose activities that you enjoy, you are going to be so much more likely to feel relaxed and be able to engage in that interaction. And guess what you need to do to connect with someone? You need to be engaged to find that connection. Another strategy to consider and think about is how you recharge in between going on dates, attending social events, and even just online dating in and of itself can be exhausting and burn you out. So I had a client who tends to run a little introverted, but he was having a lot more success in dating as a result of working with me. And what he didn't do is take a little time to recharge. He was kind of having date after date after date, which he was excited about, but he was also feeling really unbalanced and really burnt out. And so sometimes we need to actually take time to recharge between dates and social events. I'm someone that's like, if I'm home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at night, quiet throughout the week, I'm tickety boo. But by Friday or Saturday, I'm itching to kind of go out and socialize. But by Sunday, I want to have my downtime and recharge again. I'm a two night a week girl these days, right? So understand what you are. How much socializing and how much engaging and how many dates can you actually go on before you burn yourself out? So sometimes we need to actually schedule downtime or know that in our calendar we have certain solo activities that allow us to recharge our energy. I worked with another client who would work all day and then rush home to be with his wife, and he just felt really burnt out. And so one of the things that we worked on integrating into his life is at the end of his working day, he time blocked half an hour where he could just not do his work, but also not be at home. And he would have 30 minutes just to simply read a book that he had wished he had gotten to for months and months and months, or to just put his feet up and have a little power nap or listen to some music. Whatever he wanted to do, he blocked that time out for himself to recharge his energy. It's really important for introverted men, women, to find that balance between socializing and caring for your own needs and yourself, right? Super important. Now, even though we are introverted individuals, it doesn't mean that we don't want to improve and work on our communication. While introverts naturally are good listeners, it doesn't mean that we are always actively listening and engaging in a conversation, because that is tiring and it's very challenging. So active listening involves really focusing on what someone else is saying, asking questions, and clarifying any misunderstandings. So if you are going on a lot of dates and trying to actively listen, I guarantee you're going to get burnt out, because active listening is like a skill. It's very, very tiring when you're really showing up and being engaged, especially if you're on a date with a woman that you're not particularly that interested in, but you're being polite and so you're actively listening. You're going to burn yourself out, which is why I also talk about how you should be going on dates with women that excite you and also have serious clarity on the type of person you want to be dating so that you don't burn yourself out and get jaded and frustrated. It's also really important to work on nonverbal communication. So believe it or not, introverts communicate a lot nonverbally. If you've ever seen some of my videos, you'll know that I'm a hand talker. And I do that in public and with my friends a lot. Sometimes my body language can be misunderstood. And this fact that I use my hands, I use my body to communicate a lot, it can sometimes be overlooked by myself, right? So if you are introverted, you might not even recognize how much of that is happening in communication. So it's really important to pay attention to your own body language, to your facial expressions, and to your tone of voice. Really can help you effectively communicate your thoughts and your feelings if you're aware of your tone. I have a client right now who's overseas and brought this up today, where his tone, his general tone is quite monotone. And he's recognizing that in some of his dates or some of his social interactions, that he's not appearing as enthusiastic as he might be feeling. That's because his tone isn't necessarily matching what he's really feeling or what he's wanting to communicate. So really paying attention to our own body language, tonality, facial expressions, as being part of communication is something introverts and extroverted people should be aware of. And same thing, like we got to practice communicating deeply. We got to practice, you know, being in social settings. You know, introversion is, a way of being, but it's not an excuse. It's not, I'm introverted, so everything is harder for me, right? And I see a lot of people develop that kind of mindset where it's like, well, I was born with this disadvantage. And if you view yourself that way, then you are viewing yourself with a disadvantaged mindset or a victim mindset. Of course, you're going to find things harder, because like attracts like. If you don't think you're worth finding someone, or you think that dating is harder for you or harder for this reason or harder because you're introverted or harder because you have brown hair, not blonde hair, or harder because you have this skin color or that skin color. Like, I get it. We do have certain imbalances in life, but how you think about yourself and your own success will ultimately also dictate what you invite into your life. So understand that this is a big part of successful dating for introverts too, is how you view your introversion. So simply remember that, you know, this is a unique personality trait that can bring about many strengths and advantages to you into the dating process. And if you embrace your introversion, you're honest and upfront with it, you find ways to recharge yourself, you can find a heck of a lot of success dating, because honestly, there's a lot of women out there that are not interested in loud, extroverted men. They want someone who's more introspective. They want someone who can engage and listen to them. They want someone that wants to take them to a quieter, romantic setting. Not every girl is rah, 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 wants to go party at a club. And so embrace your introversion as a benefit for you. It is not a weakness. It is something that should be celebrated. So hopefully today's episode helped just remind you of that and give you some tips to focus on as you get out there and date regardless of your introversion. So thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, and look forward to bringing you all another one next week. If you like the show, please leave me a rating and review. It helps to push it out to more people. And of course, if you know someone that needs to listen to this episode, go ahead and share it with them, and talk to you guys next week. Ciao.